It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hey, all right. I've got the wonderful Ray Dustar back with me this day, this segment, and we're talking about the magic formula for better health. I mean, because it seems like everywhere you turn or look or read, there are new and different diets, brands, programs, messaging, books, articles, you name it, just about everything else under the sun, trying to give you answers to the question, which is, what is the magic formula for better health? Well, Ray, what is it?
Is it out there? Does it exist?
Exactly.
You know, it's good to be back, first of all. And really quick, I have tried those infrared saunas, and they are absolutely fantastic. So they definitely, I enjoyed listening to that segment, and they definitely work, and all the things that she was talking about make a lot of sense to me.
So listeners, anyway, if you just to let you know, if you haven't listened to the segment on infrared saunas, a sauna a day keeps the doctor away, you need to click and download on radiomd.com, because that is where you'll find out all that information that Ray just listened to. Okay, so let's talk about this question, the magic formula for better health.
Yeah, you know, and honestly, for me, what I've realized in a lot of my previous segments, you know, draw on my personal experiences, obviously, and the things that I've kind of gone through and overcome. And I've nailed it down to three things, and I think there is a magic formula. And I think first and foremost is controlling your stress. Okay, I think that is step one in improving your long-term health. Step two is nutrition and understanding and making the right choices for you. Step three is fitness. And when I say fitness, I'm talking some sort of exercise that fits into your lifestyle and enables you to bring your heart rate up and down, up and down. And we'll get into each of these in a little bit. But in summary, you know, when I think about, okay, what do I think is the magic formula, I really think you can boil it down to stress management, proper nutrition, and proper fitness. So
and I think what you're trying to emphasize is that there's really not a silver bullet. And I think that sort of like the introduction to the show is like, hey, you know, do this, do that. And everybody, I got to tell you, even I don't advertise in my practice. And I've got a strong, busy as I want to be, naturopathic medical practice here in Los Angeles. And I got to tell you something, people still come in. They're still, some of them are looking for, they're looking for the magic bullet. They're looking for this, that, or the other thing to make them feel well and to make them have better health. And what you're saying is it's a lifestyle. It's an endurance race. You have to get in it to win it. You got to get your skin in the game. And we're talking about moderation of stress, increase in nutrition, and moderate but effective exercise.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, everybody knows how passionate I am about juicing and about, you know, taking liquid vitamins and all that. But even that is not the magic bullet for everybody. You know, that is juicing and liquid vitamins for me has become something that has really, really helped me achieve what I feel is the magic formula for me. And let me elaborate on that for a minute. So when we get into nutrition, you know, what I think are important is portion control, cravings, controlling your cravings, and then really it's about the food choices that you make. So when I talk about juicing to people, what I say is at the end of the day, juicing enabled me to have portion control, to control my cravings, and it also helped me make better choices and maybe not eat as heavy of a plant of an animal based, you know, regimen that I was, where I was basically eating meat, right, you know, five times a day, protein, no carbs. So right. So that for me was a tactic. Juicing was a tactic in order to do the nutrition. Let's get into the fitness. And I'll go through these three and then would love your perspective on it. You know, when it comes to fitness for me, I personally have adopted this, you know, a lot of people call it HIIT, H-I-I-T. It's high intensity interval training. And basically, in a nutshell, it's not rocket science. What it's saying is that instead of going on a treadmill and running at the same speed for 45 minutes. Instead, do short little bursts where you're doing high intensity. So maybe it's 30 seconds of running at a full-out sprint, and then 2 minutes of walking at your regular pace. Then again, 30 seconds of running, 2 minutes of walking. So high intensity interval training is something that a lot of athletes, professional athletes use in order to build up their endurance and their stamina and their power. And what's awesome about it is I have literally cut my time that I work out, especially when it comes to the cardio stuff that I do, from about 45 minutes to 12 to 15 minutes. So I've cut it down right by a third, and I feel like it's incredibly more productive. What are your thoughts on
that? Yeah, so absolutely. So there's a lot of research on high intensity interval training, and what you do is you increase what's called post-exercise oxygen consumption, which means that not only are you burning the calories while you're actually doing the workout, you are as well burning the calories way beyond after the workout is finished. And the other thing too is that it has been proven to increase testosterone, increase human growth hormone. So as you say, it's effective. It's also efficient because you can, and you can do it anywhere. People in CrossFit do it all the time. You can do it on a recumbent bike. You can do it if you have a hill in your neighborhood. Get out there, 20 minutes, walk up the hill, walk down, walk up the hill, walk down. The whole idea is you're kind of screwing with your heart rate. You want to get it up. You want to get it down. You want to kind of confuse it. So you've got aerobic, anaerobic transitions between, and there's an equation there. We won't get into that, but I rubber stamp exactly what you're saying. I love it. I think it's definitely the core exercise modality of the day right now.
All right, great. So that's fitness, that's nutrition. And again, you know, what I really wanted to accomplish this segment is just to give people things to think about and then do your research and figure out how you can implement and what you want to implement into your own life. So that's fitness, that's nutrition. Let's talk about stress management. This is one that honestly, the older I get, the more I realize how unbelievably important, critical, and what a big role stress management plays in my overall health. And I see it for myself. You know, one of the first segments I kind of shared with everybody that what turned me on to vitamins was I had a case of that skin discoloration disease called vitiligo, which is an autoimmune situation. Technically, you know, once that color in your skin is gone, it's gone. It never comes back. You know what? That was not the case for me. I did a bunch of research. I boosted my immune system with the proper amount of vitamins, and then I gave myself 15 minutes of sunlight a day, and I eliminated some unbelievable stresses I had in my life back in 2005, 2006. And you know what? The discoloration on my hands, which looked like it was sprinkled with bleach, has completely repigmented, and they look completely normal. And so the older I get, every time I feel like a pain in my shoulder or a pain in my elbow or something, you know, I take a step back and I realize, oh man, I'm stressed out about something, and I really try to control that. So stress management, you know, that is real. That is a legitimate, real factor that, in my humble opinion, I think leads to so many of the autoimmune diseases that happen, so many of the things that can't be explained really can be understood by understanding your levels of stress. Thoughts on that?
So we're talking about the magic formula for better health, and I think Ray's point, the Juistar's point, is that there is no silver bullet, and here's though the tripod, okay? Stress moderation, decrease unrelenting chronic stress. You've got to do it. You've got to identify it and do it. You've got to increase your nutritional bioavailable intake. So he's got the lovely product Boost, CED, .com. And if you use the Dr. Holly promo code, you got a little discount there, but you can boost your juice. Juicing is so important because just like wine and caffeine or in coffee, you feel it right away when you've got those liquid vitamins. And then guess what? Exercise that's efficient and effective. Every week, I get to have Ray Juistar, the Juistar, with me talking about all sorts of things, the magic formula for better health, to make you feel better and stay well, because that's what we do here on Radio MD. This is Dr. Holly Lucille. Thanks for listening. Mindful Medicine. We'll be right back.